Tech Today.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Now, a lot has changed since Twitter changed owners and became X. For a start, half the press office and content moderators were fired. Secondly, having a blue tick has now become something that users might not necessarily want. And now you may well see a lot more naked flesh on your Twitter feed after Twitter, X, said that users would have to expressly opt out if they don't want to see porn in their timeline. Under 18s won't be allowed to view porn unless, of course, they've lied about their age, which is something teenagers would never do. Someone who knows a lot about this and looks at a lot of stuff online is Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess.
Joe.
What is changing?
So Elon Musk has made a change to a policy that's already existed. So it's not going to surprise anyone that adult content is available on the internet. It's always appeared in some form on the platform. However, they are changing the language in their policy. Now, listen to the language, right? So users may officially post consensually produced and distributed material depicting adult nudity or sexual behavior that is pornographic or intended to cause sexual arousal. However, it says that you as a user must be over 18 and you must opt in to see this content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a few questions.
Okay. I thought I was asking the question.
No. Okay. I'll just talk to myself for the next few minutes. You sit there, okay? So the first thing is, as you alluded to there, the age verification methodology is not overly stringent.
Yeah.
Who or what is going to assess if something was consensually produced or distributed material?
Who's the judge of that?
Who is the judge of that? Mm. And also, like, what is the barometer of content that is okay to have on the platform?
Yeah.
Where is the line going to be? And it's not about being a prude or anything like that.
Someone's softcore might be someone else's hardcore.
Yeah, but if you look at what's happening in the US at the moment, there are individual states that are having massive disagreements and legal rows with adult websites because of the age verification that's in place. Mm. So these are websites that are specifically designed for this content, and they are now being, in certain states, they have been pulled entirely. Access has been completely revoked because they haven't instilled proper age verification tools. Now, if you think about X's policies, and if you look at other social platforms within Europe, and we are at a time where there's a whole host of legislation that has been instilled and is being enforced at the moment.
The Digital Services Act especially.
To try and keep users safe. Mm. And again, it's not about being a prude or anything like that. It's about what's right and what's wrong. And Twitter, when it was Twitter, used to be the go-to place for news, entertainment, sport.
Banter.
But now they're trying to broaden the net because it has become a bit of a sinking ship. Mm. I know you can look at stats and graphs and all the rest, but in terms of attracting new users, new authentic users and younger users, that's not the case anymore. It is just an ironclad echo chamber for a certain cohort of people.
And the blue tick people are the people who are usually the angriest.
They are so angry, but it's a place that I know a lot of people still go for the fear of missing out, just to see, you know, if a story breaks or if somebody is sharing something funny or interesting. Or
breaking news.
But I don't know that it's that anymore. Even LinkedIn is leapfrogging Twitter in terms of daily engagement and the types of users that long ago, like a few months ago, we were talking about Mastodon perhaps taking over from X and all the rest.
It hasn't.
But if you look at the stats, activity on LinkedIn is now going through the roof. Mm. People are engaging on that platform.
The slightly more boring older brother.
A little bit, yeah. But I wouldn't write it off entirely, to be honest with you.
Now, let's go back to this porn issue and X. What will the regulator have to say, given the fact that they're regulated here in Ireland?
Yeah. So because when you're introducing policies like this, the fact that there are barriers. So, for example, the age verification. So you have to be, if your date of birth is set for under 18, you will not see this content. Mm. Also, it's an opt-in. So it's not that everybody's timeline is going to be flooded by this.
You can change your date of birth, can't you, as you're in your settings?
You can do. However, that will raise a red flag. I also don't know anyone really who's under the age of 18 who'd be bothered doing that. As I said a second ago, there are a million and one places where you can find adult content. Mm. But the bigger thing for me is, if this is a ploy to try and get revenue in, like, will advertisers want to be associated with this? He's more likely to get revenue from content creators who perhaps are already active on platforms like OnlyFans, because you can set up subscriptions within Twitter. So maybe that could be a source of revenue. But you just think, in the era of all the battles that we're facing with social media, big year for elections, big, like so much going on. And this is a priority.
Isn't it also going to be a very big issue in the workplace? Because if, for example, you do opt in to see this in the workplace and people look over your shoulder and see what you're scrolling through, that could be a source of great embarrassment and, if not humiliation, for some people in the workplace.
Yeah, but I, again, not to be cynical about it, I'm sure that happens every day of the week anyway. Like this, like Twitter X isn't going to be the first platform to have not safe work content on it. It's the same thing on Instagram. If you go onto any of my Instagram posts or in any of my Instagram stories, you will see bots that have adult content as their avatar appearing, commenting under stories. These are bots looking to get attention and gain traction, and it's happening right across the internet.
The irony is that Elon Musk tried to get out of the deal of buying Twitter by saying there were too many bots. Look what it is now. Look, what do other platforms do on this issue?
Well, going back to a point I made a second ago, in the era of all of this legislation that's coming down the tracks, platforms are looking to strengthen the safeguards that are in place, particularly to protect young people, younger users and vulnerable users as well. So we know that Meta has received pretty hefty fines from the DPC in the last wee while for the safeguards relating to the protection of children on the platform. I'm intrigued to see how this goes down, not only under the DSA, but also with the digital commissioner that we have here in Ireland, the Digital Safety Commissioner. These, like, it rose against every other conversation that you're hearing about social platforms in terms of protecting the well-being of users and indeed our young people.
And if, of course, if you try to get in touch with X, good luck with that, getting a response. Jess, thank you so much. And you can hear more on Jess's Tech Talk on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or whenever you want on the News Talk app powered by...
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.